Let's pray together. So, Father God, we do ask that you open up our hearts and our minds to receive from your holy word, and we do pray that we may be doers as well as listeners of your word. Amen. Well, shortly after we got married, Lisa returned home from work one day and she told me about a man that she had met at her place of work. And she found him quite astonishing. You see, this man had gone on about how he was such a dedicated churchgoer. Every single day, without fail, he attended Mass at church. You impressed? Sounds impressive, doesn't it? That was not what Lisa found so staggering. It was rather how such a regular churchgoer could be so foul-mouthed, because that is what he was like. Not only that, he boasted about the things he had stolen. He'd even stolen from his own son. So the man was untrustworthy, rude, and a hypocrite. But for some strange reason, he thought that going to church each day made him a Christian. You know, when I came into church today, I looked in the food bank box at the back and I noticed a tin of mushroom soup. And I thought, well, here we are. We've got a tin of mushroom soup in church this morning. It's hearing this sermon right now. But simply, being in church this morning and hearing the word of God will not make that tin of mushroom soup a Christian, any more than daily attendance at church made that man Lisa met all those years ago a Christian. Now, we know that what makes a person a Christian is coming to Jesus in faith, trusting in the cross for the forgiveness of sins, and repenting, turning away from doing what is wrong, not continuing in it. A Christian is one whose lifestyle is being changed by the Holy Spirit. Well, today we're continuing to look at the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 11, and that was on page 644, and it would be helpful if you had that reading open. 644 is the page. Proverbs is full of wisdom. It's a book that helps us to do life well. And the key phrase in the book is what? It's the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. If we want to do life well, that is where we should start, with the fear of the Lord. And that will involve both listening to the word of God and doing what it says. And in today's reading from Proverbs 11, we see what that looks like in practice. Today we will see firstly the behaviour that comes from fearing the Lord, and then we'll see the benefits that come from fearing the Lord. The behaviour, that's in contrast to those who don't fear God. The benefits, in contrast to the fate of those who don't fear the Lord. But let's start with the behaviour that comes from fearing the Lord. And the first thing we see in verse 2 is the importance of humility. Verse 2, when pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. Now let's just make sure we understand what the writer means by that word, humility. The Hebrew word used for humility here actually only occurs in one other place in the whole of the Old Testament. And that place is Micah chapter 6 verse 8. And I'm going to read that because it's very important. Micah 6 verse 8 says, God has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with you, with your God. So the sense here is of walking humbly before God and with God. That is the sort of humility we are looking at. Back in February on Ash Wednesday, I showed this picture of Christ walking alongside one of his followers. Now just take a moment to look at it again. There we have Jesus holding his book, the Bible. Notice how Jesus has his hand clasped on his friend's shoulder. because Jesus walks alongside the man as his friend and companion. He is the man's guide. The man listens to him. Now imagine yourself in the place of that man in the picture, because the same holds for us too. Jesus walks with us, and as we walk along with him, we can talk to him. But more importantly, we should listen to him, and that takes humility, because often it will mean admitting that we don't know what is best. But with such humility, being directed by the voice of Jesus, well, then comes wisdom. Now, in verse 2, this attitude of being humble before the Lord is contrasted with pride. Pride brings disgrace. And the word used for pride here has the sense of somebody who is stubborn. And we all know people who are very stubborn, don't we? They just refuse to listen to anybody else's advice. Real Donald Trump type characters. I've got a thing about Donald Trump at the moment, I'm afraid. They are the opposite to the humble person God values. And actually, if you look ahead to verse 14, you see a similar sort of thing. A proud ruler does not listen to advice, especially not God's advice. But what happens to his nation in verse 14? Well, it falls. A wise person, on the other hand, is the person who humbly listens to advice before acting. So this is the first important aspect of authentic Christian living. Being humble before the Lord. And this is what we're called to do as Christians. Listen out to godly advice. Listen out to the voice of Jesus as he walks alongside. But don't just listen. Act on it. As opposed to being stubborn and proud and insisting on doing things our own way as we go. Well, let's look at some more aspects of good Christian behaviour in these verses. In verse 3, we have integrity as opposed to unfaithfulness. Integrity guides the upright, but the unfaithful, well, they're just full of duplicity and deception. And now look ahead to verses 16 and 17. There we see kindness, not cruelty. What a wonderful Christian trait is kindness. Verse 9, 12 and 13, we see trustworthiness held up as opposed to treachery. And what's more, verses 12 and 13 speak about the wisdom of controlling our tongues. Verse 12, a man of understanding holds his tongue. Verse 13, a trustworthy person keeps a secret. Now you see, all of this sums up the behaviour of the one who fears the Lord. This is authentic Christian living. And it's so different, isn't it, to that man that Lisa met all those years ago, who just thought church going was all that was required. No, that's not true. The genuine Christian, having come to faith, is now a person of integrity. He or she is a person who can be trusted, one who will keep a confidence, somebody who is generous and kind, a person who refrains from gossip, who won't put down their neighbour, who won't betray a confidence. These are the virtues the Holy Spirit should be bringing out of the Christian. Isn't it a joy to mix with people who are like that? Don't we love mixing with people we can trust? Don't we really appreciate that friend we can go to for advice and support? That faithful friend who we know won't then start gossiping around the village. Someone who will show us patience and kindness. Somebody who is reliable, and when they say they will do something, we know they will keep their word. That is how Jesus wants us to be. You and I, not just listeners of the word, but doers also. And the great thing is, if we walk alongside Jesus each day, which is what it means to fear the Lord, he will enable us to become more and more like this. And what's more, as people outside the church come across such genuine Christians, they will take notice. They will smell the aroma of Christ and be attracted to Jesus through our godly behaviour. Let me just look briefly at some of the opposite characteristics described in these verses. Behaviours we should flee from if we are God-fearers. They're quite appalling behaviours. These verses also talk about unfaithfulness, deception, cruelty. Verse 9, with his mouth the godless destroys his neighbour. The mouth. The mouth can cause such devastation, just as much as any terrorist's weapon. Verse 12, a man who lacks judgment derides his neighbour. Verse 13, a gossip betrays a confidence. We may be horrified by the scenes of war on television, but gosh, how much damage can be done in a Suffolk village through a loose tongue and gossip? Or take falsehood and unfaithfulness. Families break up through unfaithfulness. Deep hurt that goes on for years is caused by deception. How much better to be one who fears the Lord? And a lot of it comes down to the attitude of our hearts. What is it that motivates us? Which brings us to the final type of behaviour these verses highlight. Those who fear the Lord seek godliness and what is right, as opposed to ruthlessly seeking wealth. And you can see that, for example, in verses 4, 16 and 18. Now just be careful, these verses are not saying that money in itself is a bad thing. No, money's useful. It's the motivation that is the issue. So in verse 18, it is the deceptive wages that are wrong. Verse 18 says, the wicked man earns deceptive wages, but he who sows righteousness reaps a sure reward. The Bible tells us that the worker deserves their wages. It is dishonest gain that is to be avoided. The attainment of wealth by being ruthless is wrong. Verse 16. A kind-hearted woman gains respect, but ruthless men, we're back to Donald Trump, aren't we, gain only wealth. The teaching of the Bible is quite clear. You cannot serve two masters. You can't serve both God and money. Love of money is a very cruel master. It steals our kindness. It robs our generosity away from us. And at the end of the day, we just discover that money has deceived us. Verse 4. Wealth is worthless in the day of wrath. So that is the behaviour that comes from fearing the Lord. Let's move on more briefly to the benefits that come from fearing the Lord. Let's just list some of these benefits. Verses 2 and 3. The benefit here for those who humble themselves before God, well, it's wisdom and guidance. Wisdom and guidance. How much we need that if we're going to do life well. Verse 16 talks about the one who pursues kindness and generosity. Well, they don't gain wealth, but they gain respect. Respect is something money cannot buy, and it's more precious than gold or silver. Or verse 20, God delights in those who turn to him in faith. Now just also look at verses 10 and 11. Can you see how authentic Christians are not only blessed themselves, they bless the local community? They bring God's blessing to others. Those who fear the Lord support good causes. We support the food bank. Christians pray for their community. They stand against evil. They bring love, honesty, and integrity. Genuine Christians are such a blessing to society. And that's what we saw, didn't we, in the CMS video. Such blessings as the gospel is shared in words and deed. So blessing to others. But of course, it's the sharing of the gospel that also brings the promise of life. And we see that clearly here in these verses. We see the promise of life both now and in the future. Verses 4 to 8, 19 to 21. Actually, it's scattered right the way through. We've seen in verse 4 that worldly wealth will be worthless on the day of judgment. We can't take it with us. However, righteousness will deliver us from eternal death. Take verse 19, for example. The truly righteous person, and we're righteous by faith, attains life. Verse 21, the righteous will go free. But really, the point is that all these great benefits of wisdom and guidance, of respect, of God's delight, of being a blessing to those around us, and of everlasting life come from fearing the Lord, walking with Jesus, listening out to his voice, and obeying it. That's what brings these blessings. Of course, the great temptation in life is to do the opposite. We often think that success comes by taking control of events in our own way, without allowing God to have a say in the matter. Well, that just leads to self-interest and greed. Unfortunately, our society often applauds such behaviour. I had a look on Google, and I found a website called addictedtosuccess.com. Interesting statistics. 97% of self-made multimillionaires say this. Will agree with this statement. In business dealings, it is not my responsibility to look out for the other person's interest. Well, that's very much the attitude of the ruthless businessman. I will get what I want. I don't care about who I hurt in the process. Donald Trump quote for you from last year. I won't do the accent. Show me someone without an ego and I'll show you a loser. Well, all those Christians who work for CMS are losers. That arrogant attitude, though, is the complete opposite of what we see here in these verses, isn't it? That me-first attitude, the inflated, proud ego that doesn't care about others, thinking we can live life well without God, or perhaps stepping around God. Al Pacino once used this quote, "I asked God for a bike, but I know God doesn't work that way, so I stole a bike and asked for forgiveness afterwards." Do you think God will be fooled by that? These verses say that way of thinking is a delusion. Verse 2, the way of unfaithfulness brings destruction. Verse 4 again, wealth on the day of judgment will be worthless. Verse 5, the wicked will be brought down. Verse 7, when a wicked man dies, his hope perishes. Verse 19, the one who tries to improve their lot by pursuing evil goes to his death. Because verse 20, the Lord detests men of perverse heart. Verse 21, the wicked will not go unpunished. Now I find, on the one hand, these verses are quite encouraging. When I feel downtrodden, or if I look at the news and feel despair what IS are doing, it comforts me to know that God is in control and will not let wickedness go unpunished. Those who try to get rich or powerful via manipulation or bullying or abuse, they will not get away with it. But at the same time, these verses are uncomfortable, because it's so easy for me to drift into this way of behaviour. But let's not be fooled by it. Ultimately, riches and worldly power do not reap the rewards they promise. It's much better, isn't it, to fear the Lord? So as we close, let's remember fearing the Lord brings wisdom, guidance, respect, and the Lord's delight. It enables us to be a blessing to others. So let's recommit ourselves to walk with Jesus as our guide, here and now, and by doing so, in the end, we will enjoy eternal life with him. So let's pray. So Father, we open up our hearts to you. Help us to be not only listeners to your word, but doers too. We commit ourselves to walk alongside you today. Please be our guide with your hand on our shoulder. And as you talk to us, help us not just to listen, but to put it into practice, to be a blessing to others, to follow those lives you call us to follow of godliness and integrity and faithfulness and humility. We thank you that through your Holy Spirit, you will enable us to do this. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.